It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. It's Get Well Wednesday. And on the phone with us is ophthalmologist Dr. Robert A. Copeland. Good morning, Dr. Copeland.
Good morning, Tom Sybil and Jay Anthony.
What's going on?
January is Glaucoma Awareness Month.
That's correct.
And it disproportionately affects African Americans?
That is correct.
Why?
Well, we're not actually sure, but we do know that African Americans the age of 40 and older need to be looked at because we have glaucoma at earlier ages than any other subset of the American population. So we have to be on lookout. We just haven't, and it's a little bit more progressive than you will see in any other ethnic group.
What's the relationship of glaucoma and diabetes?
Well, there is a relationship between glaucoma and diabetes. There are comorbidities. When you have someone with diabetes, you have to look and do a complete eye exam to rule out diabetic problems, but you also have to look for glaucoma. So you need to come in and have a complete dilated examination or eight-part examination to make sure that you don't have diabetes or glaucoma.
And high blood pressure?
High blood pressure can cause problems, as you know. It can cause hypertensive retinopathy. And so you have to look at these individuals. We can see some early signs of hypertensive damage in the eyes. So it's always good to have an eye examination and to live healthy lifestyles and make sure that your pressures are down. That can also affect also individuals who have diabetes, too.
Are any of the parts of the body affected by eye disease?
Well, you know, eye diseases are part of the body. The eye is part of the body, and you can see a lot of things in the eyes that can tell us what's going on in the body. So sometimes you can see things like diabetes. You can see hypertensive. You even see some conditions where people have tumors in their body, some of the first signs you can see in the eye. So the eyes are the windows to the soul.
For real, huh?
Can you talk about the difference between going to an ophthalmologist and an optometrist?
Well, it's quite simple. Ophthalmologists are doctors that have gone to medical school. Then at the medical school, they have done training in ophthalmology. And most ophthalmologists, after they have done their training in ophthalmology, have done fellowships, 1 to 2 years of fellowship. So that's the big difference. They go to medical school. We do ophthalmology training. After ophthalmology training, we do fellowship training.
But how often should you go to the eye doctor?
If you're an individual over 40, at least to see them once a year or every 2 years. If you're Afro-American, you should, and you have a family history of glaucoma, diabetes, or any other comorbidity, you should come and see an eye doctor at least every year.
Comorbidities. Comorbidities.
Hypertension associated with it.
Yeah, there's glaucoma in my family history.
Well, you need to be seen.
Oh, I do.
I just like to say one more thing before I let you go. Glaucoma is a group of diseases that affect and damage the eye, the optic nerve. About 2.2 million individuals have it nationwide. Most of them don't even know that they have glaucoma. And the only way you really can find out if you have glaucoma is to have a dilated eye examination.
And you can go blind.
Oh, yes. See, the problem is there's no signs, no early signs. What it does, it affects your peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you say, wow, I'm not seeing as good. But the earlier that you can be seen and found that you have glaucoma, the better the outcome.
Can it be cured or merely treated?
It's only treated. There's no cures for glaucoma.
All right.
Can you work on something so that stuff don't burn? I mean, can y'all just take the burn out?
and is marijuana the only way to really treat glaucoma?
Thanks, Sybil. Thank you so much for that question.
Sybil, I like to state, first of all, glaucoma is not a medication we use for glaucoma. We have eye drops that are way, way better that can treat individuals.
Yeah, but who wants to sit around and watch TV with eye drops? Go ahead, Doc.
Well, I'm not advocating marijuana. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm just saying, Doc. Who wants to sit around the house with eye drops and watch movies? Go ahead, Doc.
If you have questions for the doctor, and Doc, they are coming in already. I hope you got some time.
I got some time.
You got some time? He'll be around for the next hour to answer your questions at 646464. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Dr. Robert Copeland.